Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Surrey Hurricanes continue to go from strength to strength. Delighted to speak to Alex McLean, the founder, and also Manish and Zara as well, who can share a little bit more on how things have been going. As we record this, Alex, how do you stand in the league so far?
So we are almost halfway and we've had 3 wins and 1 loss. So we're off to the sort of strongest start that we've had. The league's slightly different this year. So the previous couple of years, it was just one fixture. But this time we're doing a home fixture and an away fixture, which I think personally, I think it's a lot better, sort of redemption if there's something where we've sort of had a loss or so. Yeah, we've done 4, got our 5th one this weekend. Currently on the league table, we're 2nd. So, yeah, really strong.
You're around established teams like Giants and Knights as well. Tell me a bit about recent results, because I hear that it was more than a close game the other week.
Yeah, so it's always tough being in the same group as Giants and Knights. But actually, I think it's good for us because we could be in a different sort of region and place top and not really be challenged. So I think it's good for us to keep developing and growing and having that challenge of playing against them. But it was a tough start to the season. Well, at least we thought it was going to be. We played against Giants for our first fixture, but we actually came away with a win, which I'm delighted about. I think it was 11 goals that we won by. So that was fantastic. And then we played against Bandits and Unicorns, and those were really good games. I think we had goal difference of about 56. At least for both. And then our Knights game, which was really, really close. We only lost by 1 to Knights, but I'll let either Manish or Zara talk a bit more about that one. It's going well.
To bring in Manish then at this stage, or even Zara, let's talk about that Knights game. What did you get out of it?
What did we take from the Knights game? I think personally, in terms of our team structures, it was good to see how the things we worked on in training were then transpiring into the game. That was really positive. A few tweaks and things that we need to work on. But as I'm sure Alex has told you, I'm new to the mixed netball scene this year. And from what I understand, they brought a lot of their England men or England A's or people in that pathway. So to be able to step up, especially off the back of 2 games where we had quite dominating performance, to then go goal for goal, it was really good to see that we could elevate our game to that level. And as we said, unfortunately we did lose by 1 goal. Maybe some questionable decisions on court both ways, to be fair though. And yeah, hopefully we'll get them next time. As Alex said, the joy of having a home and away game means there is a chance for vengeance, so watch out Knights if you're listening.
Manish, is the standard of the league risen?
100%. I think this is the 3rd season of the league, and I mean, nationals as well as the league just keeps getting bigger, more fierce competition. Alex mentioned the home and away games, and the way kind of the point structure works means that you're always in with a shout, with 5 points for a win, 3 points for a draw, and 2 points if you finish within 5 goals, and 1 point if you finish within half. We've played Giants and Knights obviously already, and we've got 1 win out of it. So just keep growing from here.
You look at the likes of Hurricanes, Emport has joined. She obviously had experience in the Super League with Storm as well. Prascovia Peace as well. Easy question. What's it like having somebody like them in the side? And for you as well, you even captain her?
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, to start off with Peace, I mean, she coached Hurricanes on many occasions last season, and she sort of supported us during our league campaign. We watched Storm for some of our like socials last year. So I think we had a pretty special bond, and a lot of the squad were familiar with her before she came to play alongside us at Nationals. I think to say that she's an icon is a bit of an understatement, right? But she shot effortlessly throughout the like tournament, and I vividly remember her like during team talks, like really bringing this calming presence and giving us these additional pieces of advice that really like made the difference when we had like a close game against Henley Fire, and we won that by 1 at Nationals. So really good.
Emily's just amazing. I think even at one of our league fixtures, she went in at goal shooter. I don't really play goal attack, but when I've got Emily in at goal shooter, I can go at goal attack because she just creates so much space in that circle for me to sort of drive the baseline and sort of try and do my thing. Unfortunately, at the Knights game, she went down with quite a bad ankle injury. So we've lost her for at least another 6 weeks, I think maybe even longer, which is obviously upsetting. But we've had some really strong people come and join us since trials even, so we're really starting to attract some strong players, which is my vision for the club. We're sort of really getting there now. And just to name a few, we've got Alfie Dalglish Quinn. She plays for Pulse Power. She's incredible. She's just joined us. Simone, who plays for Sussex Thunder and National Prem, Susie Hunt, Martha Coles, and they both played at Storm under 21. So I think we're quite stacked now. I really don't feel like we're sort of lacking in any area. And we've got so many guys with so much potential as well, which are learning from these women that are so strong and play to a high standard.
Zara, tell me about what it was like and what that initial appeal was like for you when you joined Hurricanes.
I actually joined Hurricanes through a friend who's also in the Hurricanes team, Millie Cox, who's also in the Irish team with me. So she's kind of my netball guardian angel, I nickname her, because she finds these cool things and joins me along. So yeah, I came along just to see what it's about because I wasn't enjoying where I was in ladies netball, to see what it was like. And I loved the first training session. It's such a different game mixed to, I guess, either how men's or women's netball is individually, because in my opinion, obviously, women tend to play it from a younger age. So I think there's a bit more court craft and skill there. But then there's the physiological, I guess, the speed and the height and the elevation of men just makes it such an interesting game to play together. Because that's what I love about Hurricanes at the moment. Not only is the vibe of the group and training so positive, everyone wants to learn, but we all push each other regardless of gender with different aspects. I think my first training session, I threw a ball that, you know, in ladies league, no one would even get near to. And the guy in front of me jumped about 8 sky and I was shocked. I was like, whoa. So yeah, it's definitely a good test for everyone to be able to get used to playing a slightly different style, but then learning, you know, I personally feel like Manish is obviously in the England setup. I learn a lot from him in terms of how they play with their structures in men's netball, and hopefully he might disagree with me, but he learns stuff from me too in terms of how we play ladies and how we can kind of make that gel to come up with, I guess, what's the word, like ultra amazing team and styles that we play in and mixed.
No, we were quite lucky he kept his mic off then, so we'll we'll let him off. Has mixed netball then, Zara, improved your game in the ladies side of things as well?
100%. I think the biggest thing I notice is elevation. I am quite tall, I guess, in the ladies game. I'm about 6'1", so I do obviously jump, but then playing against men who, I guess, especially being in the goalkeeper position, like goal shooters, I guess, tend to be around 6'3", 6'4". Not only do you have to jump, but you have to probably, you know, be aerially strong and contest for that ball. So in terms of the elevation, 100%, and even, I guess, court smarts, because again, as I kind of alluded to before, in the ladies game you can throw a ball cross court thinking, oh, that's fine, that's definitely gonna get there, but men's game it would just get picked off like that. So it is a lot more mental for me, I'm finding, in this side of the game, in terms of thinking about craft and even the positions as well. If you watch SSN or like the Kelpies and stuff, they love when they mark the shot doing the hoist defense in the shot, which again in the women's game isn't really something you see very much, and playing mix, being able to trial and error with that has been really fun too.
Manish, recently the team finished 8th out of 30 at Nationals.
Yes, that is right.
It just shows the continued development of Hurricanes and obviously the growth in the team since you started.
Absolutely. I mean, I was there from the very start. I left university and was looking for a mixed slash men's club to join, and Alex has set up Hurricanes. And I mean, to finish third in our first league season, 13th at Nationals, and then to continue growing, as you mentioned, 8th the following year, was a very impressive result. I mean, I remember leaving the previous Nationals going, oh, if we got top 8, I'd be very happy. So to achieve that 12 months later was a special feeling.
You've retained your captain position at Hurricanes as well, and co-captaining with Zara as well. So to the pair of you, I suppose, what are some of each other's qualities? No pressure. Yeah,
I'll start. Well, Zara is a pleasure to work alongside. So there is my comment from a couple of minutes before. I mean, her ability on the court really speaks for itself. But I mean, I saw an immediate impact in the like more creative warm ups that she like runs, as well as kind of noting down the what went wells and even better ifs at the end of the game. I mean, Zara has different phrases for them, which I'll let her speak to. But I mean, to speak about her commitment, she even brought a TV a couple of training sessions ago so we could like analyze some of the game footage from one of the league games. So that really speaks to what Zara brings. But I mean, most importantly, when we're working together in the D, we kind of listen to each other, because as Zara mentioned, we come from like different backgrounds and we different structures, different setups. So it's really important for me to understand how kind of Zara operates and vice versa. And I think we have that understanding and respect each other. So yeah, a really good partnership, and I'm looking forward to it continuing.
How do you feel about the season ahead?
Four league games done, six to go. I would hope that we can continue or even better our finishing position, which is currently second. And going into nationals, anything better than eighth would be ideal. But I think in terms of goals, we had good vibes and energy and morale last year. So just continuing that. And I think one of the first things our coaches worked on was improving that turnover to goal percentage. So I think bringing that through the league and nationals would be very important for us.
What's the transition from Trailblazers to the senior program been like?
That's a great question. I mean, the Thorns dream really started.
Thank you. One a year.
The Thorns dream like really started to gain a bit of traction, I guess, just after Singapore. So the Trailblazers team went out last year and we got the bronze medal, which was a very special feeling. And when I got back, I was invited to close trials for the 2025 season for the Thorns program. So that was great news in itself, because it meant to me that I was like progressing in the right direction. I felt ready, having prepared so long for the tour. And then I was selected, and I guess I've just kind of been continually learning and like working hard ever since. But since January, we've had several camps. We've been helping some of the boys prepare for the Thorns versus Kelpie series that just happened. And I mean, the growth since 2022, when those two teams played against each other on the other side of the world, in fact, was actually really fabulous to see.
Zara, I want to ask you about, obviously, you're going to represent Ireland in the forthcoming UAE Cup in Dubai. What does that selection mean to you, and just how much are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. We're playing some exciting teams, so Kenya, Namibia, Singapore, and Canada, or the US, I can't remember off the top of my head. Yeah, it should be good. We've matched up with a lot of them before in the Singapore Nations Cup last September. But we've also, a bit like Hurricanes, I guess, had some new recruits this season. So we have an extremely strong squad. So looking forward to, hopefully, fingers crossed, that the luck of the Irish will be on our side and we can take away a medal. But I think it's just a great way to play, I guess, internationally, that everyone has different styles, and especially against the African nations such as Namibia and Kenya. It's a real challenge in terms of, they're so aerial and athletic that you can have all the structures you want, but sometimes they go a bit by the wayside, having to kind of alter your game. So I think it will be really promising, and hopefully we can continue to do well and progress up the world rankings, which is the ultimate aim.
Often these things are self-funded. Is that the case with this forthcoming tournament as well?
Yeah, that's correct. Unfortunately, at this point in time, the Republic of Ireland is at a stage where we are all self-funding, which obviously does take a lot of commitment and dedication from players to be able to afford, you know, not just flying to the tournaments, but flying across to Ireland for training and all the camps and various other commitments that come with playing at this level. But we are looking for sponsorship. So shameless plug there, if anyone's interested.
Well, you're more than welcome. What would be the best way to get in touch?
Yeah, that would be amazing. Thank you. You can either contact us on Instagram, and it's at Netball Ireland, or email us at opensquadnetballireland@gmail.com.
Some more information, get in touch with that email. Alex, we've seen the exposure that the Thorns and the Kelpies have had recently. It's things like that. It's getting the eyes on men's and mixed sport as well, isn't it? And just the exposure was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I managed to get to two of the three games, one of those being a Hurricanes social. There was about 14 of us that went to the game last Sunday. And I think a lot of our sort of younger guys were there and they were just really inspired. And I think it's really good and hopefully attracting a lot more boys and men into the sport.
How are you finding the Flyhawk kit?
Yeah, we love our kit. And I don't know if I'm biased, but I do think, I mean, probably because I was involved in the design process, but I do think we've got one of the nicest kits. We never really have anyone have anything similar to us where we have to wear overheads or anything like that in case we clash. And no, I love our kit. We've kind of got like a full range now. We've got wrap sacks. We've got two different styles of hoodies, smart mid layers. We've got everything. So, yeah.
Trials are maybe past this time around, but if you want to get involved, any dates coming up or have we missed trials this time around?
So I wouldn't put anyone off from getting in touch with us. Absolutely do reach out. We are pretty much at capacity at the moment. However, I think over the summer, we may consider doing like an open session and just opening that up for people to get involved. And something else on the cards, we're also considering doing something for sort of juniors as well. We do have quite a few inquiries about juniors. It's not something that we have been able to offer or accommodate as of yet, but it's definitely something that because of the interest is there. And actually, we are finding that a lot of our sort of younger, we've got a couple of 14-year-olds that recently went to the England Trailblazers trials and they've been invited back. Yeah, that's something that we might be looking into. But yeah, get in touch either on Instagram, which is at Surrey_Hurricanes or SurreyHurricanesOutlook.com. Drop us an email.
Alex, Manish and Zara, on your travels, best of luck and continued success.
Thank you very much for having
Thank
us.
You.
Thank you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.